Hola, 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 hola. Huepa, huepa, huepa.
Huepa.
Welcome
and
back.
Hola.
Hola, huepa, ¿qué pasó? Huepa and hola. And welcome back to another episode of After We Wrap. I am your host, Gabriela Ortiz.
And Jaina Lee Ortiz. Just a reminder, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to us on whatever platform you're watching. And please, please, please leave us a rating. We would greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on our socials.
Yes, After We Wrap Show.
Oh, also, thank you. Thank you, everyone. All the After Party VIPs.
Yes.
Quick shout out. Mm-hmm. Also, quick shout out to our producers, Shane Hartline.
Yes!
And Kyle Elf. Elf with an H.
Yeah. Elf with an H.
Elf.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you
yes.
guys. So
thank you so much. Thank you.
Have either of you ever been to Australia? If not, would you come down under? Would you come down under? Also, I love you both. Would you come down under? Also, I love you both. You're so funny and beautiful women. Thank you. Love you back. Love the podcast.
Jordine.
Love from Melbourne, Australia.
Wow. Jordine Stephanie. Hi.
Hi, Jordine.
Thank you for that question. No, I have not been to Australia. Neither of us have been to Australia.
Is that the place that you said about the insects?
Yeah. Okay. I'm nervous to go to Australia.
Jordine, how's the insect situation? Because
I think that will determine. I just need to explore more, or maybe just reach out to people that live in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Do you know a couple people
Do you know?
That live in Australia?
Really?
Yeah. I just want footage. I want video footage of what it's like.
I have heard that there's like a some sort of like, it's like their peanut butter. It's like a gel, something.
Vegemite.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But that's a British thing.
Yeah, I saw that maybe
Rob
you
from the
what?
Show swears by Vegemite.
Oh, funny.
Oh, yep. Interesting. I taste it one time? I tasted the vegan. That's the vegan one. Yeah, Vegemite. Yep. Or maybe I tasted a certain brand of it, but it was
good?
It was actually pretty good.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in tasting it. For some reason, I may be wrong, but isn't there... We can't say it. The Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the twins, they did a movie where they go to Australia.
I don't remember.
Were you into...
Oh! That's
I can't remember. Yeah. But why am I thinking of that? But I would love to go to Australia one day. It's just a long-ass flight. I know my husband went there one time, right?
Oh.
By himself.
Whoa.
He went there by himself.
Did you like it? Was it fun? Nice.
You know what? I would love to hold a koala.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I would like to cuddle with one too. They don't bite or anything, right?
I don't think so. No, I think they're super chill.
They don't scratch you?
I don't know.
Okay.
But have you ever heard an Australian person talk?
Love.
I can't understand half of the things.
I love it. Apparently, it's the hardest accent.
Yeah.
Isn't
Margot Robbie Australian?
Yes.
And Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
There's a lot of artists from Australia. Wow. And it's very funny to like see them when they talk.
Yes.
You're like, what?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Yeah. One day. You know, one day.
Okay.
Oh,
this or that.
Something's happening.
Okay,
the energy
hold on.
Is flowing.
Let's pause really
We're gonna
quick.
Do this
too.
Or that before the tarot? Okay. You
yeah, because then we'll go All straight right. into tarot. Okay, this or
Don't,
that.
No thinking.
No
Just
thinking.
Just go.
Morning person or night owl?
Morning person.
Pumpkins or skulls?
Skulls.
Black cats or ravens?
Oh, ravens.
Candy corn or caramel apple?
Caramel apple.
Okay.
Candy corn should be banned.
I know, yeah.
Ugh.
So artificial. Pumpkin spice latte or hot apple cider?
Hot apple cider, because you can put some cider in it, baby.
Okay. All right. Okay. Full moon or dark night?
Full moon, because you release things.
Yep, yep, yep. Zombie apocalypse or alien invasion?
Alien invasion, because they're here, babes.
Oh, shit.
They're here, wait a and second. They don't want us.
Okay,
hold up.
The fact that they're here and nothing's happened.
I know.
Like, that means they're like low-key, they're like, beat me up. I don't want to be here. Right?
No, but like,
this place sucks.
No, but like for real, they're here.
Yeah, like the government just admitted that to there being alien life on this planet.
You missed that?
I did.
Yeah, the face.
That's a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's like what, like a week ago.
Yeah, like 2 months ago. They said the government was like aliens are here.
So stressed out. Right? I just want them to be tiny and cute. You know, maybe they can be little pets.
What are they going
to
look like?
Yeah, big, like human size.
Have you? Okay, you need to watch the X-Files.
I know. I can't.
Little gray mess, okay?
All right, really quick. Classic witch or modern vampire?
Classic witch.
Hey!
Trick or treat.
What did you say?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Trick or treat. Which is it?
Treat.
Okay. Yay. Yeah, you like a treat.
I thought you went, wait, trick or treat. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? I was so good.
Okay, let's.
You married it. Okay, that's all I got to say. You had a choice.
Wow. Have you had any scary experiences during
I have so many scary experiences. Ooh. Yes, I have.
What was the one that, like, still.
So there's one that it's crazy. I can't fully share this one because there's something going on with it right now. So my friend and manager, Kaylee Marsh, she was at my house like, I don't know, months ago now, actually. And she had asked me the same thing. What's your scariest story? Like, I really want to know what your scariest story is. And I thought about it and I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm not sure because I've just had so many experiences at this point. Like, I was like, which one? And then I started thinking, like, I couldn't let it go. And I kept thinking about it and I kept thinking about it. And of course, like, the one that I tried to block out of my mind was the one that I was like, oh, I guess that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was actually a place. I was exercising a place because there are entities and spaces as well. And it was something that was so scary for me that she was like, write that down for me and I want to share it with the entire world. And I was like, oh my God, okay, God be with us when I do this. But so I can't speak on that one yet, but I will tell you that some of my scariest times are not actually exorcisms at all. They are visitations. So I get what I call bad moons.
Bad moons.
And I used to call it like a paranormal period. Because it was like once every like 6 weeks. They're less frequent now, but they were when I was like really busy and taking on way too many people and doing way too much stuff. I would get them a lot. And they're visitations by an entity I call a trickster. And what a trickster does is it convinces people that it's something positive in their life. So it forms a symbiotic relationship with people. So that's one that people actually see, but they see it as imaginary friends or deceased relatives or archangels or I mean like weird stuff. Like, I've personally had clients who were like, yeah, I've had this dragon with me since I was five. It's like, that's the trickster, you know, but it's been there their whole life. And then they're like, oh, actually, I think my life might be terrible now, so I think it should go.
Yeah.
Right. But when I get visitations, I get visitations from tricksters that are not attached to people. And I think they're, you know, I don't know the motivation exactly, but I think they're curious about how I see them or what, you know, because they kind of get around unnoticed for the most part. And what makes it scary is I get visited by what I call ancient tricksters. So they're older. They're the ones that are like, oh, I've been around and I'm checking this out and I don't know what this is and I need to know. And their goal is to try and get in. Like, that's the goal. They're not successful, thank goodness, because I protect myself real well and I'm hypervigilant. But I had one time come, and this one was a bad one. It was very malevolent feeling. I felt it before it was there. And I heard the electrical popping sounds that tend to come with them. Like, these ones in particular have this electricity sound that comes with them. And I knew because it came first. I was like, oh, God. You know, like it's coming. It's definitely going to manifest.
Oh, shit.
So it did. And it was a man, like it, because they always try to look human, but they don't, they're not very good at it. So it's like the worst thing you can think of, but looks like a human because it's, it can't fully form as a human. Like it just, it's just not very good at it. So it was a man and he manifested it. It was like a bald man. He manifested in like, you know, one of those like white undershirt things and like white underwear. And he was standing over, I was sideways like this at the end of the bed, and he was standing next to me, like looking over me, just standing there. And he, why I say it, it doesn't work as a human is they can't keep a face shape. Or so the eyes and the nose and the mouth were just moving a lot. Like it just doesn't, it doesn't form very well. Yeah, like it's messy. So once again, like he wanted to get a closer look at me, but not good at being human. So he bent all the way to the side instead of over. So it was like completely sideways. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to push this away. Like, get the fuck out. Like,
do you actually say that? Like,
oh yeah.
Get out of here.
I teach people also too, like when they're dealing with things, even things, just any energy that they don't like, I'm like, you tell it to get the fuck out. You don't just say get out, because what you're actually doing is raising your vibration. You're standing in your power when you do that, when you curse.
Yeah.
So, I was like, yeah, you need to get the fuck out. Like go whatever. And it eventually went, but it went so slowly that it unmanifested. So it was, which is very unusual, but old ones do whatever they want. They're old. So, you know, they're like, I've had a life. I'm gonna do what I want. So he unmanifested like from the waist up first and just left the bottom and then the rest went and then the electric sound. Yeah.
How long did it take? Just to give you a little backstory, how long did it take for us from the inception of, okay, we're starting this? How about like 4 months? Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And that was mainly because Shane gave us a deadline.
Yeah.
Deadlines definitely work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we wouldn't be here without Shane Kyle. Like,
yeah. Shout out to Shane and Kyle. No. It takes a village.
Yeah.
All right. You ask the next one.
Well, Melina Liagre, I think I said it right. Hopefully. She wants to know, her question is, hi, Jaina. How would you describe Gabby in 3 words? Oh, and then there's my question. Okay,
so how would I just, oh my gosh, describe Gabby in 3 words? That's really hard.
Think now?
I would say, whew, she is number one, genuine. Like genuine, a genuine heart, a genuine soul. Just the real, truthful, like sweet, giving, generous. Those were a lot of words, but that's where the genuine comes from. I would say very vivacious. She's got this energy. She wants to dance. She wants to scream and celebrate. And she's very energetic when it comes to energy, like sister energy. And then the there she goes. And then the third one would be, oh, you're like a sponge.
Aww.
You're like a sponge. You are very open in the sense of like to receive, but also to give. There's always a room for you to like grow and learn and discover. And like, you have this sense of like curiosity, and there's this childlike, I mean, I get, there's so many words to describe Gabby. I mean, if I had to sum it down to 3 words, I would say vivacious,
energy,
childlike. What's a word for child?
I'm a child, Jaina. Just say it.
Okay, a child, Gabby. A child. No. But what's that? What's that word? What's the?
Innocent?
Yes, maybe.
Innocent though.
It's, you know what I mean.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
And from another one from Melina. And Gabby, how would you describe Jaina in three words? Keep it short. Keep it short.
I'm going to keep it short.
Love you, girls. Love you too, Melina.
Jaina is very poised, in my opinion. She is. What? She carries a sense of respect that it is so.
Keep it short.
I look up to the way you carry so much respect for yourself and the respect that you ask from others.
Oh.
It's very like I need it.
Oh my God. That's very sweet.
Someday I'll inject, it does here, like, give me your arm. Just inject me that respecting. I don't know. I don't even know if there's a word, but you just carry yourself with so much poise and respect. And then the last one, I don't know if this is a word. But you have a older sister energy that I've been wanting, that I lacked of, and I feel like you have it so naturally. So like anytime, like I look up to her.
I'm only a year older, so don't mark me too old. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just like I swear, and I go.
But
back.
You are my little sister. Like you are, we're sisters, and if I'm your big sister for you, I love that. I can be that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Stop it.
If we do a DNA test. And we find out that some life in a lifetime we were sisters, I wouldn't be surprised.
Could you imagine?
I mean, remember at the bar when we went to see...
Remember at the bar?
There was this other person. She thought we were sisters. She's like, are you girls sisters? And I go, I'm telling you.
We have the same last name.
Yeah, that too. I know.
Is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Regardless if you have a clinical mental health issue like depression or anxiety, or if you're just a human being who lives in this crazy world and you're going through a hard time, therapy can give you tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and more accessible. And this is an important mission because finding a therapist can be really hard, especially when you're limited to the options in your area. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It is so easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There is a link in the description of this episode. It's betterhelp.com/afterwewrap. Clicking that link helps support After We Wrap, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Finding a therapist is a little like dating. If you don't really fit with that therapist, which is a common thing with therapy, you can easily switch to a therapist for free without stressing about insurance, who's in your network, or anything like that. Right before I was ready to start therapy, I remember talking to a friend who recommended BetterHelp. And honestly, that was my introduction to therapy. And it was super simple, easy. And I remember connecting with someone and I couldn't believe that there was a service that was just simple, like it was stress-free. I didn't feel like I had to go through this difficult process of like, you know, the process that you go through to try and look for a therapist. So it definitely was a really like good experience into my therapy journey. If you're struggling, please consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/afterwewrap. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast.
It's so good.
Okay. Jaina. You get to add the coconut milk.
And this is the coconut milk?
That's the coconut milk.
Ooh. You know what this looks like. Okay. Glue.
My God.
So this is nice and creamy.
Yes. So then you have the evaporated milk.
The evaporated milk.
Ooh. Yummy, yummy in our tummies.
Bam, bam, bam.
My stomach's already like... Blah, 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 blah.
This is the sweetened condensed milk right over here.
Well, what about this?
Oh, wait, you got... Every drop must go in there.
Okay.
Ooh, go that's ahead. The sweetened condensed milk.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it sweet.
So get some of this. No. Okay.
You get every drop.
Sorry, I'm a little. Okay, now do the same. You know what? Let me just go in there.
Go ahead.
Look at all this.
This is Jaina's coquito. Oh,
ooh, sorry. All right. Well, thank you. All right. Yes.
So we're gonna add the vanilla. Give it a nice little.
That's a lot of vanilla. Wow.
Yeah. Just enough. You know.
Maybe I'm not putting.
I know.
Enough.
I have to admit. I have like.
Maybe it should be less. I just added a little bit extra.
I think I have a little too much control in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
I think like I want to get in there and just do it. It's such a bad habit. I don't like that.
You know what? We're gonna actually gonna do this first. That. And then we're gonna have the nutmeg and everything. I'm gonna whisk it.
You're gonna whisk it?
Whisk it, honey. That's the extra love, okay? We're still early, honey.
Whoa. Oh, even that swirl is cute.
I know, right? That's really cute.
All right, second taste.
Okay.
Thank you, girls.
Shailene,
thank
now
you.
You.
Happy holidays.
There it is.
Mm. Oh, okay. Woo!
Yeah?
Yeah,
let me see yours. Let me try yours.
I think it's just. It hit me at the end.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so good.
You feel it?
Try this one. No, try mine. Try mine.
I want to cry.
But I put more rum on mine.
I'm crying.
You did?
Try mine.
Why are you crying? Try mine.
Because it's so good.
It hit me.
It hit you? I'm crying. Let me hear it with the girls. Oh, wait, yeah.
That's stronger. So she put more.
Yeah. That's stronger?
You put more. He put a little bit.
Damn, he's having fun. Anyway.
You see, I liked it how it was earlier because I, you know, I don't really drink like
really
that.
Good.
But these girls.
You don't. Excuse me.
I mean,
like,
it's early.
Yeah, it is. It is early. I still have to go to the gym, so
it's cute.
I'm gonna show up in the gym. Like,
okay, girls, tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you taste? What do you taste when you?
I taste coconut.
The coconut, okay. Absolutely.
Cinnamon.
Aha, el cinnamon.
But do you see how when you chase other ones that they use that clear rum, the spice rum, it just enhances.
Yes.
It enhances
I
it.
I get that now.
You see?
Okay.
I taste like the oak.
Yeah, like the barrels. Barrel. Yes, yes. Mm. You feel that? You see?
That is so true.
Yep.
It's like milky yumminess in your mouth.
Oh.
Yep.
It's bringing me to life.
That's
like
what
the song.
He said.
That is what he said. And she said, you know what? That's what they said.
I never put nutmeg.
That's what they all said.
The nutmeg is just a dash. The nutmeg is just a dash.
Yeah. I cracked your finger. I'm sorry. You know, my mom got me a puppy like back in the day, 1996 Christmas, I think it was.
She Why does that sound so ancient?
So like ancient, yeah.
The 1900s.
Yeah, the 1900s. She got me a puppy on Christmas Day.
That's
it was the
sweet.
Sweetest thing. It died 14 days later of cancer.
What?
It was terrible. It was traumatic.
That is horrible. I didn't know you were going to end it like that. Jeez.
But then she got another one to replace it.
Oh my gosh. That is some serious trauma. That's why you've never.
I was like, where's the puppy, mommy? It's sick, baby.
Dang.
To take it to them. I was like, I only got to hold it one day. Yeah.
Dang.
I know. It was really sad.
Wow.
I know. What
that
a
is...
what a turn. I know.
I know. That was you.
But
took,
anyway,
you took a really sharp
the holidays.
Turn there. What a turn. That was funny.
So do you okay.
Wait, holidays. What? Yes, yes, yes. We talked about all the depressing stuff. So now
that's out of the way.
I haven't seen a holiday movie in a long time, but I am a sucker for a good old classic rom-com. I even love the like holiday comedies.
Yeah.
Are you a Hallmark movie, holiday movie kind of girl?
I am not a Hallmark movie person, but I will be in one of them if ever.
Yes, that. Yes, that
and just pose there
itself.
With the same the prom pose and
why is it so? It is. I mean, it's. The thing is, it's cheesy, but sometimes you actually
you need it.
You
like your emotional state needs it because
yeah.
It's like that's exactly what I need right now. Just some
like it's
holiday cheer. Oh no.
Yeah,
oh.
No. I'm messing mm-hmm. with the top. It brings you in. I don't know what about it. Maybe how ridiculous some of it is, and like the storylines.
Yeah.
Or not lines because it's a movie, so the storyline singular. But yeah,
I don't watch them. I'm not the person they'll have it on the background. I'll just pop in an older movie. Like that's what I prefer.
What's the one holiday movie you would watch over and over and over?
The Holiday by Nancy Myers. Myers or Mayers? I can never get it right.
Tomato, tomato.
Nancy Meyers. She is the queen of rom-com and a dream to work with. Can you imagine? You've seen the movie.
The Holiday?
Yes.
I don't know if I've seen it. Wait, hold on. Let me look up. Oh, we can't look it up.
With Jack Black, Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yes, I have. I have. Oh, my gosh. I actually loved it when they do their little switch. Yeah.
And she goes into the house and she realizes she's staying in a mansion because it's a beautiful home.
You know, I miss me some Cameron Diaz.
I know.
Come back, Cameron.
I know.
I do miss her.
We just watched The Mask the other day.
That video of The Mask with the Beatles. That was amazing. That was amazing because I love The Mask and I loved Cameron Diaz in The Mask. When I first saw her, I was also like.
I know.
Just
yeah. The eyes, I know. Such a funny movie.
That's one movie that's nostalgic and I watch over and over.
The Mask?
The Mask, yeah. I don't know. Something about it. And Jim Carrey.
I know. But Cameron Diaz, yeah. She's just a staple of rom-com the 90s.
I know. I want them both to come back. I know Jim Carrey's like done with the business.
He's Grinch too, yeah. I know the Grinch. I know.
No one is. No one is. Ah, he's such a genius.
I know.
Holiday, is it? That's it for you.
But I will say, okay, before we move on, the Holidays. So whoever, all of the Holiday fans out there, I connected so much with Kate Winslet's character, Iris, and. I remember in my 20s.
Why?
Because she was like the hopeless romantic, the one that's falling in love for the wrong guy. And she just wants to, you know, have her happily ever after, all of that. And I just, me being what do you call it, babe?
A sappy, hopeless romantic.
A hopeless romantic. You know, I'm like, yes, that's me. I'm Iris. You know, because then you have the other character, Amanda, who's a successful, you know, person. She had her own film company. She does not need a man to take care of her. You know what I mean? So like I connected so much with Iris. And in my early 20s, that was like my Bible. I needed to watch that movie
really?
To like feel like I can do this. I can go on. You know, I'm seen. Kate Winslet is me. Like that's my character. That's me. And then
interesting.
The moment Shame came into my life, it was like, boom. Oh, I did it. I have my happily ever after. And so now I watch it more like a nostalgic, very like, yeah, oh, like more of like, you did it, baby girl. You're okay. Aww. Because I no longer can. Now I'm more in the Amanda of like, yes, I'm going to hope, gotcha. You know, I'm working to have my own business. I'm working to, you know, just pay my own bills and, you know, have my own empire alongside with my husband, obviously. But I'm no longer in the Iris world anymore where I'm like, poor me. So
interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So I had that moment last year, the first time I put it on again, because I always watch it December 1st and like all through the holidays. And I was like, oh, this is different. Oh, okay. We're good. We did it, girl. Like that was a cute moment that I had with myself. All right.
That was so much fun. Chelsea, I kind of feel like so much more freedom and relief now that we get to talk about.
Oh yeah,
we can actually say names. Yeah, because we didn't get to do that for the longest. So I feel like just you come a little more to life.
I know,
and you get to talk about the things
I
that excite
to
you.
Say something.
Why?
Say it. I don't like Coquito.
Are you kidding me right now?
I don't think I've tried Eddie's, so maybe I should try.
But wait, who's did you try?
Well, I tried one chick from Latinas Acting Up gave me one.
Okay,
and. I tried a different one, I think, and it was just, I don't like it.
How dare you?
Well, wait, but I also don't like eggnog.
Okay.
But do you like coconut?
No.
Oh, okay. Then you're definitely not. Okay, I see why. I see.
Yeah.
I can't.
So you just like hot chocolate or fudge chocolate?
Yeah,
that's,
I just
that's your go-to. Okay.
Literally
okay.
chocolate. Anything okay. chocolate. If
good
you come
know.
At me with anything other than chocolate, I say
so
no.
I feel like your palate is a little more just like basic, like just very simple.
I'm basic. You're well, simple. Also, I don't have a great sense of smell.
So it affects my taste, which I didn't realize until like a couple years
interesting.
ago.
Interesting.
But like, I don't like I'm the weirdest little Mexican. I don't like beans. I don't like the texture. I don't like onion or cilantro.
¿Qué?
Yeah. Even with salsa, I can't do spicy.
Oh.
And I blame who my nose and my
are you?
Who are you? I know. I'm fucking pissed.
No, I'm just kidding. But like, I can't. I did not know that.
What
wow.
a way to end the episode.
I mean, I think I kind of remember that one time we went to dinner and you ordered and you were like, I don't want this. I don't want the beans. I don't want the, you didn't, you know, you're just very simple, plain.
But this See, I might be time. A little bougie, but I'm basic.
bougie basic.
I love it. Well, we are so appreciative that you came on and just chit-chatted with us. And, you know, we got to know a little bit more about Chelsea Rendon. I'm telling you, she's just a firecracker.
Never heard my name like that.
Chelsea Rendon. How do you pronounce it?
Chelsea Rendon.
Oh, then you. I get the
Rendon. Rendon.
Oh, yeah. Where can we find you on socials and stuff like that?
Again, a basic bitch. My name is just at Chelsea Rendon.
On Instagram,
I don't think there's a lot of Chelsea Rendon, so it was just there and I got it and it was easy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love
so
you.
Much again.
We are, you know, always in awe of you and supporting you, and we are so happy that you came.
Well, it is mutual.
We're so happy that you chatted with us. Let's end this in a British accent.
We can end it.
Well, we had so much fun. And,
please do not make me do this.
Yes, we Pish will. Push. We'll catch more of you in all your future endeavors. I don't know what kind of accent was that. Anyway, okay. See you next week.
Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
TTIF.
Au revoir.
Ta-ta for now. TTFN. TTFN.